If it's Tisha B'Av of Ayin Hey Yom Aleph, and you're allowed to learn any Seder if you have Kavua, you're allowed to learn in the afternoon. And since we have a Seder Kavua to learn Daf Yomi, you're allowed to learn. Okay. Says the Gemara, so we have a machlekes, whether we know the din is if you're Moide B'Knas, you don't have to pay Knas. What happens if Edim come afterwards and said that they saw you steal? Do you still pay Kefal or not? So we had two shittas. The Sevara, the Gemara will bring Psukim, but in Sevara, the Machlekes is very simple. Why is Moide B'Knas Potter? There's two ways of understanding why Moide B'Knas Potter. One way of understanding Moide B'Knas Potter is it's a Ptur, and one way of understanding is the Heder Achiv. In other words, one way of learning Pshat is the only Knas money, if I borrow money, automatically I have to pay back the money. It's the act of borrowing the money that causes me to owe you the money to pay back. Comes to Knas, I don't owe you any money. It's an invention of the Teda that if you do commit this and this act, this is what the penalty will be. It's not commensurate to whatever I did. It's a penalty that Teda gave. So, who has the care to make that penalty? It's the Edim. Together, conjunction with a Bezdin. So when I come to Bezdin and I am made it to that I stole it, who is going to be mechayiv me the knas? So I'm potter because there's no one here who has the ability to give the Bezdin the power to empower the Bezdin to mechayiv me a knas. But if tomorrow Edom come and they give Bezdin the power, of course they can mechayiv me a knas. But the other way of learning is no. The whole purpose of a knas is to do tshuva. You don't do it again. It's a penalty. But if I step forward and I was made and I humiliated myself, that is the best kind of tshuva. So what do I need knas for? That is the tshuva. So there's no knas anymore. If Edom come tomorrow and say, so what? There's no point in the knas anymore. I already did my tshuva for the knas. So that's the machlekes svar. But tomorrow bring psukim. It mami galerent. Made a big knas, but achakar bo edim, you made a big knas, and the edim came along. Rav Amar, Rav says, Potter, Rav says, you are Potter, Shmuel, Shmuel, Chayv. Rav says, you're Potter, Shmuel says, you're Chayv. Amar, so same machlek here before, is the same machlek here, when you're Rav and Shmuel. Amar, Rav, Sabar, Rabbi Eloi, my time with Rav, why does Rav say that you are Potter? Because we have two psukim. One pasuk says, "Ihi matze t'matze." Even though the pasuk is talking about a toynas ganav, we said we had in the beginning of this peidik whether it's talking about toynas ganav, we're talking about a ganav as well. "Ihi matze," which means be'edim, "t'matze b'dayonim prat l'mashias atzmi." Lomali saluchay. That's one pasuk. So what? That only if it's found by edim, you have to pay the knas. Lomali mashayashiyin luchay lomali were needed for mashayashiyin afke. It says in the other pasuk also again by shemim. It says mashayashiyin alakim. But only a bezdin is able to penalize you. Why need to psukim? One pasuk is talking about a regular case of moide beknas. Another pasuk about a chiddush. Al shmamen a moide beknas. And the agabo edim yepata. It's a chiddush. Shmuel says, no. One person about 20 times Ganif. The other person talking about a Ganif himself. However, there's no extra pasuk anymore. So therefore, but if a Moide B'Knas, like Abba Edim, of course you're Chayv. Chizkiya said that you have one pasuk for 20 times Ganif, one pasuk for a Ganif. Rashi, three lines on the top. Timotze b'dayoni in Pratel Mashiach Zatzmai. V'haikro lomeli, when you're posing for Mashiach Yashin, l'kim nafka, Pratel Mashiach Zatzmai, l'shmam, and l'chad l'moid v'knas, l'oib edim, l'chad l'moid v'knas, v'achach b'bo edim. The boy led a gan of Atzmai, l'chayiv, keifel, the gan of Atzmai, we learned Rashi, call, prat me, himotze, timotze. We need one for the Ganav. Kedatonim Chizkiya says you cannot rely, you cannot live in Toyin Tain as Ganav, you need to have a posse for Ganav himself. So there's no spare posse. Rav said, I hold that a meide b'knas v'achikach bo edim you are potter. I have a question. Yishmol, this is chayv. It says, raw edim, if you saw edim, shem mashim shem boyim, you saw edim preparing themselves to come forward. So v'ama, you ran into Bezin early and you said, gonafti, I stole it. So therefore, I'm potter from chayv because I'm meide b'knas. Abeloi tovachti, veloi mocharti, I never shachti or sold it. Ve'ein mishalim ele keren, he pays only kerens. Clear what? So moide b'knas, you're potter from kefal, even though Edom were coming. It's right to me, moide b'knas, Edom potter. Oh, Malay, he said, what are you talking about? Who said the Edom ever came forward? Hocha ma'eskin, ngon shechazru Edom la'achodein, the Edom went back where they came from. In other words, he saw Edom preparing themselves to come. So he got scared and he ran to Bezin. But Edom never came. Once he was made, he thought, what do you have to come for? He was made already.
But if he sees Edom already to come, he does the best. Mm-hmm. So what is it? What do we say the Bresha says he's potter.
Yeah,
because
Moed Mechas.
How did the Eidim going to know whether he's going to come or not? In other words, what's the answer if the Eidim didn't come?
The fact is, he never came. So where's the Moed Mechas back about Eidim? It's a regular case of Moed Mechas and you're potter.
Yeah, but you're not even paid careful here.
Because you're Moed Mechas.
Exactly.
Because everybody.
Exactly. So what's Shmuel's answer?
That's his answer. There's no Eidim. Your question was that Eidim came. And he's still potter. Eidim never showed up. All it says here is that he saw Eidim were preparing themselves to come, but they never showed up. So there's no achikar bo Eidim.
So in other words, what Shmuel is.
Everyone holds Moed Mechanas potter.
Why would you need a blessing to tell you that? If
you would have thought that this is not genuine.
Okay. Saba, can I have that article version? Sorry.
You would have thought that it's not genuine, his hoidah. Because the only reason why he saw Eidim coming, so maybe he should be chayiv, the chiddush is that even so, he's part of the fact that no Eidim came,
is
making us. Maybe they know they didn't know.
Maybe they knew
they didn't know. Bezim will pass the pot even they did know, because Moed Mechanas is potter. The chiddush arise is that even if Bezim knew there were Eidim coming, and the reason why he came because he saw Eidim were coming, it's still potter. As long as Eidim didn't show up. We'll soon see whether that's correct or not. Rashi, Timotei, the Amplas Mashiach. Sorry, Bibayi leGarav Atzmoi, leChayv Kefil leGarav Atzmoi. The Shimon Zaka, we did that. Avoloi Tavav Mechati, Rebusa Shachidish, Kedaminin leKamos. Say later on, the Afgav that Tficha loHoida, he was never made on the Tficha. V'nimtzah Shalom Rochid, come along to Eidim and said that you saw your Shachta. So you don't pay for that either, because once there's no Kefil, there's no Dal Vehei. The Bo Eidim Potter, they give them a Kefil if they lay by door. They're gonna have to Sulei Mechayv Abba Chavish. You don't pay 4 or 5 times either. They give them the Madlis Kefil Menai. You remove it. Have a Tashlum Mishloish above. Honey, look, see that doesn't say. Back to the Gemara. So you're telling me that wow, this is the case. I'm waiting for Knas and no Eidim came. But how many times Sefer? It says in the Sefer Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimon Aimer. Yavoyo Eidim v'yeidu. Let the Eidim come and testify that after he is Moida, and he will pay his Knas. Let the Eidim come and he will pay his Knas. Miklal the Karakama hold that even if they come, you don't pay the Knas. It's not a question of the Eidim turning around. They actually showed up. And still Moida, but Knas is potter. The Charaya to Rab. Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimon Kohol clearly holds Moida with Knas and Yechayiv. But the Rachachom hold your potter. Miklal the Tanakama, Sova, Loi, Omele, Shmuel. Shmuel said, what's the Kasha? So Lavi, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, the Kaikavasi. Okay, I have a ton of greetings with Loza, Rabbi Shimon. I know the Amri, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon. Says the
Gemara.
Exactly. According to Shmuel. So Lishmuel, Vade Tanoi, according to Shmuel, definitely Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon holds like him, and the Chacham holds like Rav. That might be like Rabbi Eidim, that you are potter. However, Rav can tell you the entire Brice agrees with me that Moide be Knas. Va'achakach bo Eidim, the din is that you are potter. Mi lema tanoi omaloch rav. I know that I'm going to blow the Shimon. Ad kan lekan 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 lekan. There it was clear. In other words, when do I? Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shimon says, "Chom hold, you're always potter made of a knas, and Eidim comes, you're potter." Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shimon says, "When are you made of a knas, you're potter? If you came in without knowing Eidim were coming, and you were made because you were misvade because it's a tshuva, then we don't care if Eidim come tomorrow. You're still potter because you did your tshuva. But if your hadar was not because of tshuva, because you saw the Eidim were coming, so you came in, you ran in, ahead, ran ahead to be made. So therefore, we're going to give you a knas." That's why.
The only way you'd know it is either if he admits that I can't because I
no, well, Bezen knew. Everyone in town was talking. Eidim coming along. They knew. They heard. But the point is, that's a svara. Why is Moed b'Knas v'Achakach bo Eidim Potter? Because the Haidor is exactly Knas. It does the same, achieves the same thing, Tshuva. So Rav Shimon says, in this case, then there's no Tshuva here. And the Chacham hold that even so, you're Potter. Because the fact is, you're Moed b'Rabim, and that's a form of Tshuva. I will hoch the moide ma atme if you moide on your own. I feel about the moide. Rashi. Lishmuel vade tanoi. Last of the lines. He. The whole emotional memory. He can't say tanakama kai kavasi. He can't say kavasi. Hold like him. The hashtag now. Ma hoch the shom. Ma shom. My mother, you heard the Eidim were coming. And machmas be Yisus. I oi the potele. And he was scared of them. He was moide. And he's potele. I forgot the hodru. So they came later. Koski moide ma atme. I got both of them. The Rav Milema says Rashi. The Rav, you can learn two ways according to Rav. Either Rav Loza Rav Shimon, or Loza Rav Shimon argues with him. Take. Or I can say it works out even according to him. Do you have to really interpret that it goes that's a machlekes tanaim. Idilmo, you could say yes, or you could say matzi shukin answer the Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimon Elibe. Rabbi Loza also works out according to him. Ulemei man to say the shani le Rabbi Loza, the difference Rabbi Loza bein roa edim shemem mashmir shemboim. If he knew that edim were coming and he was scared and therefore he ran to Bezin. Well, the Maidim Asma he did on his own, below on volition, below Pachadev, not any Edim, any fear of Edim. Back to the Gemara. Amar Avam Nuna, we're about 12 lines above the wide lines. Amar Avam Nuna said, Mistabre milse de Rav, it makes sense. And when does Rav say that might be knas? And Bakhari Potter, Boeme Ganafti, he said, I stole. So he now comes a new, Rav Nuna comes a new Chiddush. Rav Nuna says, you know when Rav says might be knas Potter? Not because might be knas is a full tshuva. That alone is not enough tshuva. The fact that you humiliated yourself in public is not a full tshuva. You know what's a full tshuva? If it cost him something. What do you mean it cost him something? If he said, I stole, what is happens now? You're going to have to pay the keren. So it cost you the keren. So you potter from the kefil. The fact that it cost you something must be telling the truth, so you potter from the knas. But if your haidah does not cost you anything, if I'm maiden, if I pay nothing, so then, for example, the aiden saw that I came in and said, I stole. And I then went ahead and I was maiden that I was shechted it. What did it cost you? Nothing. Because maybe can ask potter. And you don't pay the two or three times extra. So then, we don't believe you. That's Rav Nuna Svara in Rav. So Amar Rav Nuna Mistabra Mil Sidra. Makes sense, Mil Sidra. But Oime Ganafti. He said he stole it. Uvo Eidim Shagun of an Eidim came along and said he stole it. Potter. Why? Shadi Chayvats Mekeren. He caused himself, it cost him. Avol Amar Leg Ganafti. If he tied it, did not steal. Uvo Eidim Shagun of Eidim came along and said he did steal. So he has no bread to pay careful. Then the Chosav Amar Tavachti Umacharti. So he's made in Knaz. Uvo Eidim Shatav Machar. Another Eidim group Eidim came along and said, you shechted it and you stole it. Chayv, you pay. Why? Shadi Potter Atsim Meklum. What did it cost him when he was made and nothing. So that's not enough tshuva.
Well, not even the keren.
The Eidim already mechayiv the keren. They said you stole it. So therefore, it costs you nothing. So that's not a real tshuva. That's the svara Rav Nuna. So the Gemara.
According
to Shmuel, you're always chayiv.
Exactly.
So Rav Nuna is explaining that. Yeah. The halakha grav, so we're explaining that. Rashi, the last one is potter. Shadi potter atzim miklum, but he dodged tfich when he was made that he shechted it. Loi haya mechayv atzim miklum, cost nothing. So you dare shem made beknas potter. You knew made beknas potter. Hich lav haydoi. That's not considered tshuva. Umishalmi pays imbo aid of which is came. For loi amin, we don't say made beknas avo aid and potter. You know when we say you potter. Elahecha diika keren beknas. There's a keren the knas the chayv le mamayne by the osay cost him money with his haydo. He intended to return the money. Says he, Omar Rava disagrees. Comes along Rava and he says, I proved the old people of Rav, which is Rav Hamnun. We'll have the ending of first page against Sanhedrin, who all these names are, all these titles. So the old people is what? Is Rav Hamnun. I just proved him that I rejected it out of hand. This that he qualifies the Rav statement is only in a case where it cost him something as a dog. That's when we say, Moedbe cannot forget him a potter. I disagree. Even cost him nothing, he is potter. I'll bring you an ayah, the Rabban Gamliel, in the case of Rabban Gamliel, yesterday's Gemara, remember the Gemara yesterday, Rabban Gamliel came along to Rabbi Yeshua and he said, I blinded his eye of my Eved, I blinded Eved, and the only reason why, and the only reason why it wasn't considered Haidah was because Rabbi Yeshua was not standing in front of a Bezin, but if Rabbi Yeshua would have been in front of a Bezin, it would have been Haidah, and he would have been potter from setting his Eved free. What do you mean he would have been potter? Look, it cost him nothing. When he was Maida, that I knocked my Eved eye out, so what it cost him? Zero. And yet, if it would have been the fact they were out in the marketplace, it would have been Haidah. Is that right? That you don't need to cost you anything. The etzim inyan, you're being moida on your own volition, is a form of tshuva, and we don't need to penalize you anymore. Dar ben Gamliel pointed out to me, klum abe yud pointed, ukam ale Rav Chizda Rav Huna. And Rav Chizda said, asked this question, Rav Huna, v'loy kam mishandle, he didn't answer this point, he didn't answer more about when he asked him about Moedah Knasik about Edim, and Rav Huna, and Rav Huna had to answer, there's no Moedah Knasik, there's no Bezin. He didn't answer him instead, he should have said to him that it didn't cost him anything. Is a raya that's irrelevant. Says the Gemara, Itmanami, so Rava argued on Itmanami learned, Omrabi Echanan, Gonafti, I stole, Uvo Adim Shigonav, came along to Adim, said that you stole Potter, he is Potter, Moide Bekanas Vakaway, Potter, and then he adds the words, Shadi Chayvats from Bekedans, what is he clear from here? Why are you potter by Moide Bekanas Vakaway, because it came out of cost, because you incriminate yourself and you have to pay Kedan. Abol Omar, but if he would have said, Loiganafti, I did not steal. Ubo Adim Shiganov, and Adim would have come forward and said he did steal. So he has to pay double. Then the Chazav Omar Tavachti Mechati, I Shechti was Maida. Ubo Adim Shatovach Amor Chayiv. Why is it Chayiv? Shali Potat Mekluum. The second Haidah cost him nothing, and that's not considered a Haidah. Clear, Rabbi Echon Haid like Rava, not like Rav Amnun. Omar Ravashi says Ravashi Masnisin Ubraisa Nami Deka. We have a Mishnah and a Braisa that proves this point. Number one, Masnisin, that now within the Mishnah, Gonav al Pishnayim, he stole based on two witnesses of a Tavach Umacha Pedechad. But then he shechted it, he sold it based on one witness. One witness doesn't do anything. There's no knas by one witness. Oy al Piatzmoy, or he himself was Moida. Again, there's no knas. Is Mishalim Tashlumi Kefil? He has to pay Kefil. But Eina Mishalim Tashlumi Kefil, doesn't pay four or five times. Why don't he pay four or five times? Because there's nobody. You're made it by yourself, and also even the Eid Echad is not mechayev you. What do we need to tell you this, that you don't pay the four or five times if you were made or the Eid Echad made? Why should you pay the four or five times? But what do you need to tell you for? Lomeli Tony Gonav Abishnaim, no, so why do you have to tell me that he stole based on two people? Lisne, why don't you say Gonav Vitova Chomocha Pi Eid Echa Pi Atzmi? Ein Mishal, well, I can't. Say a bigger Kiddush. Say that if you were Moida to everything, I'm paying Keren, I don't pay the balance. Elalav, Hokamashon, the Kiddush of Rice here. Oh, what's the second? The Kiddush is. Hakamashon, Gonav al Pishnayim, you stole based on two people. V'tovach al Pi Eid Echad, you had your shechted based on your own, on one aid testimony of your own. Who delay mechayiv atzmi mekeden? The only reason why we don't take it for, we don't accept your aid is because you're not mechayiv or keden. I'm even say al Pi atzmi lo Eid Echad. Now we're comparing your haidah to an Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad comes along and says Eidus, what happens? By a Knas? Nothing. But if another Eid Echad comes along afterwards and says the same thing, what happens? You join the two and you have to pay Knas. And since we're comparing Al-Pi Atzma to Al-Pi Eid Echad, which means Al-Pi Atzma as well, if two Eidim come afterwards and say you have to pay, you have to pay. Why do you have to pay? Because it cost you nothing. And that's why the Braiser couldn't say a case where you made and the whole lot, because there it did cost you something. You would pay the Keren. And if you pay the Keren, even if Adam come afterwards and said you stole it, you don't have to pay anything more. That's what the Pshat in the Braiser is. It's a raya from this Braiser that made beknas. V'achabo Adam is potter only when it comes at a cost. When it comes one eight, kiasi eight echa mitzdada b'hadiv. Another eight came along with that eight. They would have combined forces and would have been mechayiv al piatzmi nami. Same thing when you give hayda. Kiasu eidim mechayiv. If two other eight come afterwards and say the same thing, you have to pay even though you're made. Why? Because then it costs you anything. But if the braiser would have given you a case where you were made on the geneva and the tzvichim and the whole lot, even if any come out, he was going to pay. You know why? Because it cost you a keren. I will go now with Tova Mocha Api Eid Echad Api Atzmai. The Chayiv Atzmai be keren, you Chayiv Le'aminin and Api Atzmai be Echad. The Eid Echad will be very different than Api Atzmai. An Eid Echad says you stole it and you shechted it, you pay nothing. But if another Eid Echad comes and joins him, you pay everything. If you were made it yourself that you stole it and you shechted it, and then two Eidim come along and say the same thing, you pay nothing. Because made be knas va'achab or Eidim, if it came at a cost, that you paid keren, you are potter. That's the right from there. Braise. What's the right from the Braise? The Tanya, we learned in the Braise before, Ra, Edim, Shem, Mashim, Boin. You saw witnesses preparing themselves to come.
Vama, you ran to Bezin and you said, Gonafti, I stole it, Avaloi Tovachti, Avaloi Macharti, Eina Mishalim, Ela Keren, you only pay the Keren, because that's who you made. And the Eidim come out, and the Eidim never showed up. Lama li lemisne v'oma gonafti avaloi tovachti v'lo mechati. Why did he have to, why did Braisa learn a specific case where he was made to the Geneva, not to the Tvich HaMechira, Nisne, let's go further, and say, gonafti tovachti v'mechati, I stole it, and I shechted, and I sold it, say the whole lot. And the same thing. And he's made in his potter. And he's trying to tell you Chiddush. Timer, the only reason why he's made his potter, if Eidim come afterwards, he's still potter. The Omar, he said, Gonafti, he said, I told it, the Chayiv, Atzmai Bekerenu, the potter. Abel Omar, if he said, Loi Gonafti, if he would say, I did not steal it, Uvo Eidim Shagonav. And then the Chazav Omar, Tavachti Mechad HaShachta, so all he's made is a Haidah that came, comes at no cost. Then avo eidim, and afterwards any come along, shetovach umocha delechayiv atzim mekeren came at no cost. Then chayiv, then he has to pay. So these Rav Ashi is supporting Rav, who's arguing with Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna held that moedim beknas potter if eidim come afterwards, regardless of whether it came at a cost or not. And Rav and Rav Ashi say no, only if your haidah cost you something, not only your credibility and not only your reputation, but also it had to cost money. Money talks louder than anything else. That's when we know your tshuva is genuine. Alma haidah de tficha lav haidah. Yeah. L'chay ad mekeren chayv. Alma, see, haidah de tficha lav haidah is not considered haidah. Amri says the Gemara, that's not a raya. That's your whole loichach from this braisa, why it talks about haidah and tficha mechid and not haidah and geneva. I'll tell you why. Loi. He goofed kamashal. Maybe that's what the braisa is going to teach you. The kivon da omer ganafti. If he said I stole it, afagav da omer loy tavachti loy mecharti. Even though he said I did not shecht it, uvo eidim shdom mocha potter. And why taka? He was caught lying, and yet he's potter for dal vehei. And here the chiddush is the other point, and that is, you know, when you pay dal vehei, when you dal vehei is made up of three parts: the principal, double, and then an extra two or three times. But if you're not paying, even though you're paying the principal, if you're not paying the double because you're made it on the fact that you stole it, then even though you were caught stealing and shechting it, you don't pay the extra double and triple because the Torah told us four or five times, not three and four times. So even though he said clearly, I did not shecht it, not sell it, I stole it. So I don't have to pay kefil because I made the beknas, but I pay keren. And I did not shecht it. And then vo eidim came along, eidim shetovach umocha, he did shecht it. He did sell it. Potter, he's potter. My timer, tashlume chamisha chamon, elotim abov, elotim shleisha. Tashlume abov chamisha, not abov, not shleisha. Okay, says the Gemara. Let us say, this whole point that you're, this whole argument we're having here, if you're moida only on the tficha and the mechira, which comes at no cost, is that, and then eidim come along and say that you did shecht it. Do we say that that's still considered moedim, but kanas vako eidim potter? Or do we say, no, here's different because it came in no cause? Lema, let us say, kitanoi, this itself is a machlek, kitanoi. Hoyu shnayim meidim shagonav. Group A says that this guy, Shimon, stole from Reuben. But hoyu shnayim meidim oisin, and group B comes along and says, and we also know, shetovach umochar, that Shimon stole, that Shimon shechted Reuben's animal. So group A says he stole it, and group B says he shechted it. Who's mu eide geneva? If group A was found to be liars, that means it was never stolen, or maybe it wasn't, but we don't believe this guy, so as if never stolen, then group B has no eidus. What are they telling us? That Shimon shechted Reuben's animal. Maybe he bought it from him. Doesn't prove anything. Is eidus shebatla miktasa batla kula? There's no longer any second group eidus. And because once you don't steal, then you didn't shecht. So the first group pays kefil, and then next group, nothing happens. Shimon doesn't have to pay the four or five times, and the eidim, even the found liars, don't pay anything either because their eidus falls away. What about who's mu eide tviche? What about if the eide tviche were Muslim? And no, the first group, the group A is still intact. Group B was found liars, so group B have to pay the two or three times extra they wanted to make him pay. Who mishalz the kapel? So he Shimon, who was caught stealing, has to pay double. Of the hey mishalmi, they make up a difference. The shumi shleisha. They make a difference against the four or five times. That's a P number one. Comes along, and who do they pay to? They pay to the Ganf. They don't pay to Reuven, they pay to Shimon. They try to make Shimon pay for a stolen animal. And it turned out to be that there's no Edom to say that he stole the animal. Sorry, he's no Edom that he shechted the animal. So they try to make him pay extra two or three times, so the Edom have to pay. But who do they pay it to? They wanted to hurt the Ganif. They don't pay it to the original owner, they pay it to the Ganif. They say, hey, Mishal and Tashlumi Kefo, who Mishal and Tashlumi Shloisha. Yeah, Sumcha says they pay kaful. This is a comment he makes. We're trying to work it out. They say they pay kaful. The who mishal and tashlum mishleisha. They pay kaful and he pays three times the par for a bull, v'shnayim lila, and two times for the ram. If you want to see more about the comment, we don't know what he's talking about yet. Oh, the two and three times is because that's extra over and above the kaful. But what's which case? We don't know yet. If it's talking about the case that Chacham is saying the exact same thing Chacham is saying, so we'll see in a minute. He's saying, yeah, they pay the kaful, sounds like the Aiden pay the kaful, and who? And the Ganif is the one that pays three or four times. Now, what's going on here? Ahai, Kaisumchev. Which case are you talking about? Ilema Reish in the first case where the Aide Gineva were found liars. They were found to be liars. And so therefore, Sumcha says they have to pay the Gneva, they have to pay for stealing, right? Because the Ede Gneva were found to be liars, they have to pay now to the original owner of the stealing. And then the second pair came along and said he shechted it. So he has to pay 2 or 3 times. Why should he pay 2 or 3 times? Who said it was a stolen animal? Who said it was a stolen animal that he shechted? Maybe he bought it. So what does Sumcha mean? Doesn't agree with the principle that if, since there's no rye anymore was stolen, that the second Eidus means nothing. There's no Eidus anymore. But he shechted. But whose animal did he shecht? Ella must be a safer. Must be talking about in the safer thing case where the, what's saying the second case? That the second group, group B, were found liars. That was Eidim who said that it was stolen, that it was shechted and were found liars. So, Lucheda, what's he talking about? The Rabbanon said that the Ganav pays the Geneva and the Edim who lied about the Tzicha pay the 2 or 3 times. So, that's right. What's the Sukh said all the way around? Come, Shapik. Yeah, but Edim can't get the story wrong. You come to the Bezin, you make sure you get the story right. Otherwise, you don't come. You're testifying. Shapik, come, Rabbanon. Rabbanon are right. Whom is Shalom Teshlumi Kefu? So the Rabbanon right, the Ganif who was found to be a Ganif, he must pay back to the original owner of the double. The Haim and the two Edim who came and said that it was Yishachtan and they wanted to make him pay it 2 or 3 extra times, found to be liars. So they're the ones who pay. So what's Sumcha saying that he pays the 2 or 3 times? Ela must be, there's another case that the Braisa omitted. And this is what's talking about. Ela Milsa Achritik Menai, there's another case they're arguing about and it's missing in the Braisa. This is the case. Came along to Edim, Amri le Ganafta, you stole it. Omalu in Ganafti, yes, I stole it. The Tavachti Brayosa Shechtim Chayt, and I sold it. Miu le Befnechem Ganafti, I did not steal in front of you. I did everything, stealing and Shechting. So he's made on the Shechting and everything else, he's made on the Gneva, but I did not steal in front of you. But I see Sadi, he brought witnesses. But as Minu, and he found the first group A to be liars, the Loiba Payu Gunaf. They say, yes, you stole, but not on that Sunday afternoon when these first guys said. Okay. But I see. Yes, that's what Hazam is. They say today, it didn't happen on Sunday. He did steal it, but not on Sunday. But I see Balabais Sadi came along. Now this guy was made that. So this guy was made. First, Adam came along and said he was a Ganif. He came along and said, "I'm made. I'm a Ganif and else, but not with your Adis." And he found Adam who said, "I want that." That these guys weren't there.
So now he's
made. He said, "Yeah." So he said, "Even though they came first, he was made afterwards." But we stripped away the first Adis, and he was made on everything, the whole lot. Then came along the Balabas, the original owner. But I see Balabais said he brought witnesses. But as Hidube and he testifies the Ganav v'tovachamacha. That everything that they testify about everything, but this guy was made on everything. Now, even though he's made on everything, the Geneva there were witnesses. Even though the first ones were thrown out, but the second witnesses that he brought as a zomer said he stole it. So the stealing part were witnesses for the tzvicha mechida. He was made on his own. Then the balabais were witnesses. So this is a case of made v'achikar bo edim. So the Geneva has to pay because he's dar edim there. The Rabbanan Saban hold. Why was he made in the first place? Because there were witnesses that said you were Ganif. But nobody forced him to be made that he shechted it, so that Haidah is a valid Haidah. and therefore he's potter. Und sumches aber kiven da hida the gneva machmas edimu, the first part of the hida. Why did you come to Bez in the first place? Because there were a group of edim saying that you're a ganif. So therefore, when he was made a tzvicha, that's not called hida. The whole case is like one case, and you came. Therefore, the Edim, they try to make you pay. This is a plantisher. The first group of Edim who found liars and they wanted to make the Ganav pay, they must pay the Ganav, the Kefil. Who? And then the Ganav has to pay to the original owners, Shloisha Lepar, Vishnaim Liar. He also paid. The Ganav pays Kefil back to the original guy, obviously, because he was found to be Ganav. But he, now, he must pay two or three times because his Edo is not a valid Edo. Sumcha says, because when is the Haidah Valedah, you came on your own to Bezin. Here the Aiden came and slept you to Bezin that you're a gun. So you were, once you're a Bezin, you let your the rest come out. That's not called the Haidah Ma'atzmah. That's not called the Haidah at all. That's called the Haidah, the Aiden forced you. And that's a machlekes Sumcha Chachamim. Yeah. Now, over here, the Haidah was only on the two and three times. What did it cost him? Nothing. And yet we call it Haidah. Isn't that what we have? So there's the Haidah, the Machlekes of Rav and Rav Amnuna. Whether a Haidah would cost you nothing, Zadah is exactly the Machlekes of Sumchas and Chachamim. The Chachamim say it's a valid Haidah, you pot him two or three times. Why? Because they say, I cost you nothing. Doesn't matter, it's Haidah. And Sumchas says, because this Haidah costs you nothing, that's not good Haidah. That's how we're learning right now. No, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that this haidah is not a haidah. Why not? Because it came out of, it cost you nothing. Let's agree to Rav that it cost you nothing. It's not a real haidah. No boss. Ela be'edus she'i ata yochel lahazim kamiflugi. We're talking about edus that you cannot repudiate, because you're the one who brought them. You're the one who brought your own edus. You're going to also Sadi. This is the case. The witness came, but Amrile Ganafta, Group A said you stole it. Ba'amaluhu, and his response was, Shimon's response was, yes, Ganafti, Vitovachti, Umechati, I did all that. Miu la Bifnechen Ganafti, it wasn't in front of you, Bifnei Plaini, Plaini. He said, I was a Ganaf, and he calls in Group B, and he said, hey, just prove that Group A lies. Actually, he just made money on it. Because the kefil that he has to pay the original guy, he didn't get paid from these aid. So he's ahead.
So in other words, these
Group A was right, but they're lied.
Yeah, and Group B is testifying on exactly everything that Group A lied about.
Say, Shimon, you're a ganef. We saw with our own eyes.
Yeah, the date and all the other.
Exactly. So Shimon will have to pay Reuven back the kefil, but the Group A pays Shimon for accusing him of something that that day he didn't do. Okay. Now,
the only way they must have been able to come forward is because they heard the first set of witnesses, what they saw.
It's Group B, he summoned. He summoned Group B. Yeah. The God of himself said, B, I want you to come and support me. These guys are liars.
Exactly, but if these guys said facts, but they weren't there, they must have where did they know to lie from here?
I don't know. Well, they heard, they were so convinced this guy's a God of, they just made it up.
Ella, get all the things that saying the date and everything else.
Ella, if they plainly plain.
How is the case different? If he did everything except instead of stealing it on Saturday night, he stole it on Friday night. He stole it.
I mean, there's no witnesses here. The rule is that if witnesses come up with a story, even though the story might be true, if the dates are wrong, that means it did not happen at that time, so they get penalized. It happened another time, so what? You get penalized for coming to Bezin and taking up Bezin's time.
But shouldn't he get punished?
Only if we have witnesses. And we do. In this case, he will get punished. So they both get punished. But I see Sadi, then the Balabas brought witnesses Group C, but Azminu, and they find Group B to be liars. The Leibar Paya Gonov. Let's start again here. It's getting confusing here. Oh, sorry. But I decided, so this is Shimon. We're not Rabbi yet. But I decided, so you have Group A, you said that Shimon stole on Sunday. But I decided, comes along Shimon and he brings his own witnesses, Vazminu, and find Group A liars. The Leibar Paya Gonov, I did not steal in front of them. I'm a Gonov, but then I steal in front of them. But also, Plaini, Vazidabe, the Gonov, Vatovah Ramacha. Came along these guys and they testified that he stole and shattered everything else. This is not a machlekes. The Rabbanan, so Rabbanan hold, have the Eidu Shiyati Yochel Azima. Since he brought Group B, he can never be Mazim Group B, because these are supporting your plaintiff. So therefore, these are Eidim Gadim Mazim, and the Bechol Eidim Shiyata Yochel Zimu Lavi Eidim. So therefore, this Eidim is not a valid Eidim as far as Tvicha Mechir is concerned. So therefore, he has a good Hoidah, and therefore he's Potter. The good Eidim is as far as the Geneva is concerned, and they knock out the first guy. But as far as the Tvicha Mechir and everything else is concerned, they're not good Eidim because he's the one who brought them. He brought them to Shay Tvicha Mechir, so he won't be Mazim them. And if he won't be Mazim them, it's Eidim Chalazim. If he has Mazim, then you don't. There's no Eidus here. No Eidus here. So his Hoidah at Tvicha Mechir is a valid Hoidah. So therefore he's Potter. However, Sukhas of Eidus, it is Eidus. When do you say this? But Kaimelon, the Eidus of Zimba, have Eidus. In Fetish, we know, everyone knows that Eidus, if you cannot be Mazan Eidus. Hani Mili Heichad the Loyodi Beze, Yoin Beze Shah. The Lekha Lazer Cloud. When we say a general rule that Eidus, you cannot be Mazan, they come with a story and they don't remember when it happens. So they're not scared. So therefore, that's not valid Eidus. Abel Hocha Siyudu Kum Sa'ila. Here we know exactly what happened because he brought him as support. He's made it that he's followed. So therefore, here we don't care if it's Eidus Shi'i Ati Yochal or not. And therefore, it's valid Eidus. Omar, let's just go to two. That's two more lines. We finish this again. Omar, Hey Mishal Mitashlumi Kaifel. You said that they have to pay Kaifel. The Subcha says that the first group has to pay kaifel, they pay keren and kaifel. So the chayda, since he is made that he stole it, why should the eidim pay keren? Let's only pay the kaifel part. Sound like you have to pay everything. Hey, mishal kaifel, because made the ganaf keren by shlomi lechayda. Since he is made that he stole, he should pay the keren, and the eidim should only pay the additional double. Why should they pay the whole lot? Amar Rabbi Elazar Shmuel Rav Tani, you're right. Learn tashlum the kaifel. They only pay the addition to the kaifel, not the whole lot. They only pay the extra part. Okay, stop here. Can you tomorrow, Mr. Shem? Not easy, Gemara.
We'll
learn here. Okay.
So in that last case,
yeah.
Since the first set of witnesses A lied, set of witnesses B lied, instead of...
Okay, a bunch of liars here, that's the bottom line.
So,
yeah.
So, I'm just confused, what does kayful mean again?
That's double, the penalty. Paying double.
And then there's the actual value of the good.
It's called carrying, the principle.
Principle.
Yeah. So penalties only if witnesses come. You admit to it, you don't pay penalties.
So if all of the witnesses are declared false witnesses,
yeah,
then you only pay for the
penalty. The principle, not the penalty.
The principle,
yeah.
Not the penalty.
Exactly. Exactly.
But what if does this process continue ad infinitum, or it just stops after?
That's it. It's over. Unless two other witnesses come in, people can come in whenever they want. There's no statute of limitations. Those types of limitations.
Yeah, whatever.